Okay, hello. The squiggles are a squiggling.
Everything Yay. Is inputting correctly.
Yes. The audio's a little off, but I'll fix it.
Okay. Hello, and welcome to Stasis Pod, the Transformers Rescue Bots Academy podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
Kira Kira, I'm David.
And today we are buddying up with Buddy Cop.
Yay! So I have been watching X-Files on Disney Plus / Hulu, and it has that categorized as both a buddy series and a police drama.
Kind of.
Which in both cases is kind of like, I mean, technically.
Mm. On paper.
I mean, it very much is the... You know, your mismatched buddy cop dynamic. I don't know that they necessarily anticipated that the two leads would have that level of smoldering sexual tension. But they certainly leaned into it eventually.
Yeah.
Wasn't that casting idea? I mean, I would have assumed.
But also, I mean,
Duchovny had been in some stuff. I think Anderson was mostly unknown. So I don't know that they necessarily knew that they'd, like, pop like that. I mean, nobody expected the show to be the hit that it was.
Well, no.
I feel like if you're looking for buddy as a genre, you probably want something more comedic. And if you're looking for something that's police drama as a genre, you probably want more drama.
Yeah.
Or more grounded.
I mean, it's drama. It's just that a lot of that drama involves, you know, like, you know, chupacabras.
Stupid aliens.
Yeah.
Aliens. Just the meme. Aliens.
But this episode gives us, in fact, a trio of mismatched duos.
Yes.
This is the 35th episode of Rescue Bots Academy, Buddy Cop, first aired October 5th, 2019. Written by Jody Reynolds, last seen in these parts, writing Hack Attack.
Okay.
The one with the... the one where they hack into the video game and they just fight a bunch of hedgehogs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they don't hack into the video game. Hotshot hacks into the video game.
Yes.
So I guess this writer is all aboard the idea that Hotshot is the worst.
He is indeed, and this time he's committing the worst crime of all, tardiness.
To Professor Chase's class.
I mean... Some of the other teachers are going to give you a pass on that. Chase? Absolutely not.
No.
No.
By no means.
And it's like the Clock King.
Yeah.
And because he's really trying to sneak in so that Chase doesn't notice, but of course, Chase notices.
Of course he does.
And he decides, hey, what if we just spent a whole exercise doing our best Metal Gear soliding?
Man, somebody should have gotten in a cardboard box.
Yeah.
I guess the problem is you need an extremely large cardboard box.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think they even have TV ones that big.
We are stocking up on stealth potions because it's time for a stealth archer build in Skyrim.
Well, I guess they could have done the cardboard box thing in a shipping container.
This is true. Or like a big wooden crate.
Hmm.
But no, they're going to this exercise, and it's not. They're not going to the danger room this time. They're going to Griffin Rock.
Yay! They're going to do it in real life, but not with a real criminal
in semi-familiar locations.
No, because the real criminal in this case, it's Tough Luck Chuck.
Yes,
yes.
He has turned to a life of crime.
Oh man, what if they like programmed a bunch of like. The world's greatest criminals into him and became a criminal, like in that movie Virtuosity.
That would be amazing.
Good luck, Chuck, made of glass.
Tough luck, Sid 6.7. Never again will you see Denzel Washington face off against a virtual reality Russell Crowe.
Alas.
That is a great bad movie.
That movie is a hoot.
So many things about it that are stupid, but it's entertaining. Down to, like, 6.7. Oh, he's a little bit more than 6.66. He's that much more evil.
Well, see, they rounded up.
Oh.
Yes.
But no, tough luck, Chuck. He has stolen the Settler's Bell. Which you remember, that is some deep Rescue Bots lore.
Yeah, deep cut there.
Oh, yeah.
They found that all the way back in The Lost Bell, in which it was, like, lost for years, and they finally found it. That was with that missing pirate ship, right?
Oh, yes, in the...
Or missing ship of some sort.
I think so.
Yeah, like the Haunted in Ice or something?
Oh, no, it was a pirate ship.
Oh, it was a pirate ship?
Yes.
Oh, right. There was a different one that ship was haunted. Episodes.
Yeah,
well, I mean, they are on an island.
Well, yes. But there's the frozen ship, there's the ghost ship, there's other sunken ships.
So he is hiding somewhere in Griffin Rock, and they're going to pair up and see who can track them down without also being caught by Chase.
Oh, yeah, well, in the background there's a guy chiseling, like, not quite a Moai statue.
No, but it's fairly close.
Part of a gag. It has four eyes or something. I expected that to come back later in the episode, considering how much they were playing around with it in that scene. And ended up damaging it, and someone knocks it over.
Yes. But anyway, so Wedge and Medix get paired up. Hoist and Whirl. And then, of course, Hotshot. That means the cheese stands alone. But he gets to partner with a teacher.
It is sad that no one wants to partner with him, but also understandable.
Well,
yes.
No, they stated it out loud. It's like, this is about sneaking.
Yes.
We cannot sneak with you.
No one wants to be partnered with you in this group project.
But don't worry, he's being partnered with a master of stealth, Grimlock.
It's a professor.
Great visual game.
Professor Grimlock.
Yes.
I'm surprised that there was no mention of him hiding under a tarp.
Yes, or disguising himself as a piece of construction equipment.
Yeah, he doesn't disguise himself. Oh. Well, he does wear a hat, though.
Yes. Yeah, at one point, he and Hotshot are... They don flower hats to disguise themselves if they're attempting to disguise themselves as impersonators of late comedian Minnie Pearl.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
I thought they were just going to see the Wicker Man. Or, oh, what's that? Modern, the full core one.
Midsommar.
Yes.
Yeah, they're looking like a bunch of Florence Pughs here.
My heritage. My people's heritage.
Burning people alive?
Just hucking old people off cliffs and...
Feeding them to bears?
Guys in bear suits.
Yep. The ways of my ancestors.
So everybody's sneaking around. Hoist and Whirl, they're very... Hoist and Whirl are, Hoot, especially Whirl, are having a lot of fun in this episode.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, wait, who's the bad cop, who's the bond cop in that group?
I think Whirl is incapable of being the bad cop.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's so cheery.
I don't think she could be too tough.
So they find... They follow the trail to an abandoned barn. And Chuck is indeed there. But as Whirl is looking for stuff that might be hidden in the hay, she pulls out a big wooden beam, which it turns out was holding up the barn.
Oops.
As you do.
So the barn collapses around them, and Chase immediately finds them.
Yes. And yeah. Chuck gets away.
Well, when they were looking for it, they had already said that it was scheduled for demolition, which, like, yeah, that's pretty much every old barn in farm country. Like, the barn will eventually fall in on itself.
Yeah.
It will happen.
Yeah, it's not necessarily scheduled, it's just, it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, it'll happen eventually.
And then it'll just sit there, partially fallen in for decades. although it's an island, so there's more likely to rebuild around.
Meanwhile, Wedge and Medix, they're in downtown Griffin Rock. They're looking for the bell, and they think, and they do hide from Chase by throwing something and then running the other direction.
I mean, that works. That's fair.
So they think it might be on a garbage truck. I don't know why, but they think it might.
Well, because Chuck can't smell, so that's a place that would be convenient to hide if you don't have a sense of smell.
Yes.
It's one of the 157 possible places they could hide it in Griffin Rock. Mm-hmm.
So they end up at the they end up at, on the docks, and then promptly trip over a chain and get caught by Chase.
Womp womp.
Meanwhile, Hotshot has just totally, you know, Grimlock is very distracted by Hotshot because Grimlock loves hats.
It's important.
And then Hotshot just leaves him.
He's just like, flies off. Maybe I'll be better on my own.
And technically, I think, well, he's seen by Chase, so I guess that counts as him being caught, or should.
But I guess he hasn't actually been physically caught because he's in jet mode, so Chase can't actually catch him.
Yeah.
Which he's decided is close enough. And so,
Hotshot sees everyone else has been caught. It's like,
yes.
I win by default, yay, and then he lands.
The two sweetest words in the English language, default. And then he's determined that the mystery is unsolvable.
However, yep.
It's fine. Everybody can go home now.
But it turns out that Grimlock is indeed the sneakiest of all, because he has found Chuck from the barn. He found Chuck in the barn, and now that chain that Medix and Wedge tripped over was in fact attached to the bell.
Dun dun dun! Yes, when the barn collapsed, he put his tail out where Chuck would try to escape from the collapse on it, and then he caught him there. And then, yes, he got the bell.
So Grimlock has taught everybody that maybe even if you are like a gigantic lumbering dinosaur, you can still be sneaky. Yes.
An important lesson was learned.
I don't know about the lessons in this one, but I enjoyed this a lot.
It was cute.
Yeah, I kind of wish they'd play more with the mystery possibilities or something. Well, again, this is an episode that would work as a full 23-minute episode instead of 11 minutes.
Yes. And then you definitely have Whirl going on, or Blades going on about Columbo or something.
Yeah.
And he'd say that it's not fair because they get to see who did it at the beginning of every episode. All right, and then that brings us to our second episode, Escape from Penguin Island.
Penguins!
Which, that sounds such like a Disney movie from the 80s title. Like a TV movie.
Well, you're thinking of Escape to Witch Mountain.
Yes.
Which always confused me. Witch Mountain seems like somewhere you'd be escaping from.
Yeah, what? Did that one involve aliens or something?
That was about aliens. There were, like, kids who were secretly aliens.
Okay, sure, yeah. And then I guess...
And then they were going to get, like, picked up by the aliens at Witch Mountain. Which did not... But didn't have any actual witches in it.
No, but it's just the name of the mountain.
But that's weird. You should have... There should be witches. You can't just have a title like that and not have witches. It's not right.
I hadn't been that disappointed in a movie since my parents wouldn't let me watch Kiss the Spider-Woman with them. Even as they told me repeatedly that there was not an actual Spider-Woman in it.
But the title.
There was not, in fact, a Spider-Woman.
No. Which was also largely true for the movie Madam Web.
Basically entirely.
I need to watch that at some point, I guess.
I mean, it's so stupid. It's worth watching.
Yeah.
Just watch it and be astonished by how wrong-headed every aspect of this production was.
Decisions were made.
Why is it set in 2003? Why is Dakota Johnson just abandoning these three girls in the woods?
What's with the musical cues?
I did finally get around to watching the 2008 Incredible Hulk, so...
Ah, well, that may be a clue to what our Patreon special will be this.
It may
this
be.
Month. Is that... That was the Eric Bana one?
No, no, no. That's the Edward Norton one.
Oh, I can't remember which was the good
the
one.
Eric Bana...
Wait, the...
Which the Eric Bana one is just called Hulk.
Whichever one came first was the shittier one.
Yeah, that's the one where it's Ang Lee directing. He fights, like, a bunch of monster dogs.
Yeah.
And also, Nick Nolte is his dad. And he's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's...
On the other hand, that one does have Jennifer Connelly in it.
That is a plus. It's a plus.
Yeah, but the second one has Tim Roth as the Abomination.
Oh, yes.
And Liv Tyler... Betty Ross, and also it was blatantly shot in Toronto.
I don't want to fall. Okay, I'll save that for the Patreon.
So yeah, Escape from Penguin, written by Ben Ward. Last seen in these parts, writing The Mystery of Dragon Mountain.
Which had actual dragon.
So we are on a tropical island, the titular Penguin Island. Mm. And there is a storm a-coming. And we are trying to evacuate these penguins.
Okay, so at least they have. Well, no, they were using the shuttle ship.
The Sigma.
Yes.
Yeah, the Sigma.
So it's not like it was. It didn't have to be nearby to Maine. That's never brought up, thankfully. Wrong hemisphere. But
this is how it felt the last time I moved.
Yeah, it looks like this may be happening around New Zealand, because that's where they actually find the yellow-eyed penguins.
Oh, they are real penguins, okay.
They are a real kind of penguin.
I figured they just made it up. I didn't bother to look. Because I remember last time we had some weird animal, it's like it was a made-up animal.
They are indeed endangered.
Okay. Wait, are these the same penguins from Madagascar?
Huh.
No, because I believe those are... I mean, these are from New Zealand, whereas Madagascar is in Africa.
No, the movie Madagascar.
Oh. I don't know. These ones don't seem to, like, sing as much.
I don't know if
I've not seen any of those Madagascar movies. I'm assuming the penguins sing.
The penguins are, like, plotting crimes. They're planning heists.
Oh.
Aren't they just basically, like, the pigeons from Goodfellas?
Yes.
Oh, well...
So, the entire vibe that I got.
So, do you think maybe that's where Feathers McGraw is from? You know, Feathers McGraw from Wallace and Gromit.
Kind of.
Another noted criminal.
Yeah, they're crime plotting. Well, not exactly criminals. They're just planning things like, you know, one of them's like a drill instructor personality. They're very weird.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those movies.
Oh, I guess they're just regular penguins.
These are just pretty much regular penguins that are somewhat reluctant to be rescued here.
Also, they're adorable.
Yes.
Yes. So, unfortunately, two penguins are stragglers here.
Yes. They get nicknamed by Whirl, of course.
Yes.
Stan Laurel and Holly Hardy.
Yes.
Well, they don't use the full name, but Stan and Holly.
Yes. Just as later we get three nicknamed Mary, Curly, and Moe.
Yes. Howard, Fine, and Howard.
And they do indeed have
haircuts that are, well, feather cuts that are similar.
Yes.
One of the little penguins has a bowl cut like Mo. Which, like...
Oh, wise guy, eh?
How old are these references? How old can the writers be?
Yeah.
Presumably the writers are close to our age.
It is pretty,
And these references were old when we were little?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Three Stooges is still on MeTV. It's before Svengoolie.
Sure, yeah. They just made a movie 15 years back or so.
They did?
Yeah, it had Will Sasso in it. People said it was surprisingly decent, but I did not see it.
No, I did not. I knew there was a Stan and Laurel and Hardy movie that was, a biography a few years ago. Maybe 10 years ago.
Right, that had John C. Reilly in it.
Huh. Is that any good?
I heard it was pretty good. It's him and Steve Coogan.
Huh.
I mean, you know, it's John C. Reilly's pretty much always good.
Hmm.
So there are these two penguins that are reluctant to get evacuated. Meanwhile, the other penguins who have been evacuated are totally messing up the ship.
Again, relatable. Entirely relatable. Just critters all over the place.
Ripping out wires and all kinds of nonsense.
Just causing problems. Being animals.
Very destructive.
At least they're not, like, graphically pooping on things, because there would be so much poop.
Yes.
So much poop.
Yeah.
And of the, like, fishy variety.
Yeah. Yeah. Ew. Not great.
Because, you know, it's going to be real bad.
It's going to be. I would assume that would smell horrible, but
have you ever been in the penguin area of a zoo? Oh. It's stinky.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Again, no sense of smell. I'm not going to tell.
Man, jealous now.
Oh, yeah, it's a superpower most of the time. What dead skunk?
Plus, there was this this weird looking guy in there who had like this black poop coming out of his mouth. I don't know. He was just hanging around in there.
Don't know what was going on with that.
Jim Carrey? Why is he keeping him in his apartment? Can't remember the name of that movie. I just know it wasn't good.
Mr. Popper's Penguins, based on a book that I really liked when I was a kid.
Oh, the children's book that sort of makes sense, but...
I mean, it was a book from, like, the 20s.
Oh.
It was, like, an old book. Geez. Yeah. Or at least... Not a recent book, at least. Anyway, so these penguins keep escaping, and so they finally get these penguins cooped up in Medics' car mode. And that upholstery is ruined.
Poor guy.
But that Bowler radios in, and the Sigma can't fly. The storm is hitting, and it is not going anywhere.
It's a lot of lightning. It's a pretty bad storm.
Yep. And they do indeed get hit by lightning, and then that takes out all their technology, their transformations.
They're still up and running around, but they can't do any other special stuff or transform.
Yes. But Hoist remembers that they still have their greatest tool, which Hotshot believes is an invisible hammer. It is, in fact, their brains, and much like Blades, it turns out World watched a bunch of TV, because she has seen that movie Castaway.
Yep.
It's a movie about a human.
It describes it in so much detail without actually saying the title.
Yeah, there's a human. He's stranded on an island with a volleyball.
It's a volleyball for a friend. She specifies that the volleyball is his friend.
So they're gonna use seashells and wood and
seaweed,
and they're gonna build a raft.
Yeah, seaweed to make ropes.
They're gonna build a raft.
Shells as saws and other tools. It's like, you guys, you're made of metal. Just use your fingers.
Or
a bit of kibble.
They're not that sharp.
I mean, as Sam Waterston would say, and when they get you in those metal claws, you can't break free. Because they're made of metal.
They are. It's true.
And robots are strong. So they finally do get this raft, and they note that the tide is going out.
Oh, that's a good sign. No, that's a bad sign.
That's good, right? No.
Yeah, no, don't worry. Because it seems that World may have also seen the Poseidon Adventure. Or possibly the movie 2012.
Yes.
I think that happens in 2012, right? They're like giant waves
in
that.
I'm going to add the 4K edition of that to my Amazon list, because I need that badly. I cannot imagine that the special effects hold up, but maybe they do. You know what the special effects really did not hold up to HD in was 2008's The Incredible Hulk. did not look great in HD.
Hulk not looking great in that one?
It was a little CG looking.
Also, the Hulk light isn't green enough in that one.
Yeah, he could have been more green.
He's like more... Well, see, doesn't he get covered in, like, mud and sewage a bunch of times? So, like, it just looks weird.
Anyway.
The wave is coming.
Yes, and the penguins are gone.
Hmm. It's like, why would two penguins be hiding in the middle of the jungle, away from everybody else, huddling in some nest-like structure?
Look, the recruits are still getting used to the idea of reproduction. Hmm. They're doing their best.
Yes. So, yeah, so they are trying to keep this this nest secure, so to fool them, Wedge and Whirl are penguin walking.
Hmm. Yes, Waddle Waddle. Waddle Waddle.
It's pretty humiliating, but it does work.
It does do the trick.
And so they all get to the raft before Penguin Island is destroyed.
Yeah, which, as the camera shows, like, waves cover the entire island. Fish are above it. That could just be the camera perspective, but it looks like the island gets stuck under hundreds of feet of water.
Yes.
And yet somehow the trees remain.
Yes. And so that is the end of our episode. We are back at the Academy. We have secured the penguins, and they are now ruining the Academy.
Again, yes. Entirely relatable. This is what it feels like to have a whole bunch of foster kittens running around. Getting on everything.
Yes. They're birds. Birds as pets are worse than mammals.
Birds are worse.
Because they're going to shit everywhere.
There are some really fun videos on YouTube of people with raven pets, where the raven will just, like, get out of its enclosure, and you're finding, like, a pizza crust stuffed into a shoe, yep. And for some reason it's wet. It's like, what is even going on? Yeah,
a little experiment.
You do not want that many of any kind of avian running around. You get the ones who are really smart and they're going to cause one kind of problems, and you get the kind that are really dumb and they're going to cause a different kind of problems. But it's all just problems from top to bottom.
So maybe one raven got the pizza wet, and then another raven tried to hide the evidence for him?
No, it was just one raven.
Oh, just one raven.
Seems like fun. Seems like a fun kind of pet to have.
Hmm.
And that is the end of the episode. This was another fun one. I think I liked Buddy Cop more, but they were both enjoyable episodes.
Boulder GTFOing at the end there, just like, nope.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yes.
Although now I'm thinking, well, because they don't understand how Earth life form reproduction works. Do we ever see a new spark being born in this continuity, the aligned prime?
I mean, there was the well.
I don't think so.
That got reignited at the end of Prime.
Oh, yeah, there was that.
The end of Prime. Yeah, but I don't remember, like, I don't think we've seen an example of a spark coming online.
No.
Well, no, I don't think even in the War for Cybertron games, I don't think there was that. Hmm.
No.
Oh, reproduction in this continuity is a mystery.
No?
Hmm. It's more for the wiki.
No.
Alright, we'll be back next week with more Rescue Bots adventures. And of course, until then, we are all over the internet. We are on Facebook. We are on Mastodon. We are on Blue Sky. And we have a Patreon.
Yes, we are hosted on iaconunderground.net, where we have a Patreon to help set up, to help with... We have a... Words. I'm good at words.
Oh. What? Oh, wait, there was. The Starscream's clones.
Oh, yeah.
You did have those clones in Prime, too. Okay.
That is, I guess, the closest we got to reproduction.
We also have, like, stuff brought to life by the Allspark, like the Constructicons.
No, I mean in this continuity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In
yeah.
Aligned.
Oh, yeah, right, those Starscream clones. Right.
Aligned, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was talking about... Not the original Starscream clones.
Not the animated Starscream clones. Yeah. The Prime.
The ones that look exactly like him in Prime. those came from Protoform's site.
Right.
Also, there's the whole thing about some of them in Robots in Disguise being referred to as young, but, like, what does that mean?
Yes.
Again, well, yeah, because we have the Rescue Bots and young. We know, presumably, the Rescue Bots Academy kids were born after Prime, the series?
Maybe?
Question mark.
Maybe even after Robots in Disguise. Well, could the Robots in Disguise, where did all the animal people come from? That's always a weird thing.
That's a lot of questions there.
Were they born when the well was reignited, or were they already somewhere?
So we have a Patreon set up to help with hosting and other expenses at patreon.com/IaconUnderground. Every month, we do a fun special thing. For the month of June, we are going to be, I am going to be resisting the urge to sing that Aerosmith song every time Liv Tyler is even so much as mentioned, because we are watching Brave New World. Also, there's going to be a lot to say about Bucky Barnes' political career. Like, why? I mean, I guess he's from Brooklyn, and maybe in Brooklyn you can be like, well, I used to be a brainwashed murderer for the Russians, but consider, I'm very handsome and have excellent hair.
And I'm on film killing a billionaire's parents, but, you know, fuck the rich?
Maybe that plays well in Brooklyn, I don't know.
Amy?
But yes, we are going to be talking about Captain America, Brave New World. And in preparation, I actually watched one of my few blind spots in the MCU, which was the 2008 Incredible Hulk movie. Again, don't want to close. Actually, that's a lot of fun because next weekend, part of my plan involves watching the extended cut of The Two Towers. So that's also going to have Liv Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, we are going to be discussing that now that that is finally streaming on Disney Plus. So that we have not recorded it yet, but that should be pretty interesting for May. I'm talking and my brain's not working.
For May, we did Star Trek, the animated series.
We did our first foray into Star Trek, the animated series. With an episode that was co-written by podcast favorite David Wise. So that was a lot of fun to talk about. We've done a couple Star Trek things between this and the between season episodes. This is the first original series related thing we've done. I actually had not watched any of the animated series before, so that was fun to get a look at how that was. And, you know, it's on Paramount Plus. Maybe I should watch it.
Yeah, it's better than most of the first season of TNG.
We do have some exciting plans for the summer for our Patreon episodes, and you can listen to those for as little as $1 a month, because our expenses really not that expensive. Though I did just get a notification that the domain renewal is coming up, which is like $16.
Ooh.
You know what's bad is the new specialty domains. So my retro.pizza is like $40-some to renew.
Oh. I didn't realize there was
that much. So I'm glad that we have a .net there because those are a little more reasonable. So yeah, that is patreon.com/IaconUnderground, or you can check us out on IaconUnderground.net.
.net, it's .com.
No, it's not, because it's not commercial.
Well, yeah.
.com is for commercial sites. People don't remember that.
Probably try to sell something. At some I'm old. Sure.
I'm old and I'm set in my ways.
We're educational programming.
.edu. I think you may have to be an actual, like, registered...
Yeah, I don't think you can just get .edu.
Institution to get a .edu.
It's easier to get .edu than it is a .gov anyway.
Well, yeah. I have an email address with a .gov in it. Because I'm cool. Anyway.
right. So until next time, we'll be back with more. Well, actually, next time we'll be back with the first episode of our new spin-off show.
Yes.
And what will it be? What are my co-hosts tormenting me with?
And hopefully better audio quality, because we've had a unexpected snafu this week.
You can tell
which
that
you may or may not notice, depending upon how editing goes.
You can tell that it's some high-level weeb shit, because we are tormenting Rob with it. Well, yes. So.
So what will it be? What? How am I going to pronounce the name of the show? You will have to tune in next time and find out.
I know how I'm pronouncing it, which is wrong, but...
I haven't even decided yet. I don't think there's any correct way to physically
do it. There is.
Kind of.
There will be.
Maybe if I was Clarence Nash, the original voice of Donald Trump.
Not, isn't it Eric Bauza doing that now?
It is, I think,
or no, maybe he's...
No, he's okay. Mickey Mouse. Was...
Oh.
Or,
no, he's Bugs Bunny? Maybe,
no, he's Bugs Bunny, I think.
Okay.
Donald Duck is...
Oh, God.
I think Donald Duck, they're on the second Donald Duck, who I think was trained by the original guy back in the 80s.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Except, of course, when he's Don Cheadle.
Yes, except when he's Don Cheadle. God, that was a good show.
What?
Why was that show so good?
You gotta watch DuckTales.
Anyway, I'm gonna go...
Oh, right, yeah, I've seen that clip, okay.
I'm gonna go dig up my Asculapius kit that I've been meaning to build for years.
Are there any more episodes with Lupin the Third references, other than the first episode?
I mean, there's that whole one that takes place in Japan.
Oh, then there's probably some references
there.
Which has a lot of stuff. I like how they were like, so we're calling this new character Mark Zuckerberg, right? And Legal was like, what? No. No. No, you're not.
No. Oh. What did they settle on instead?
It was Mark Beeks.
Mark Beeks.
Yeah. Which Legal was just like, no.
Zuckerberg.
Absolutely not. Anyway. We can do that someday.
All right. So until next time, I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
And I'm David. Oh, I need to open new toys I got.
Asculapius. You will not have to pronounce Asculapius.
Oh, wait.
Is that a dinosaur?
I think I have that one.
No, it's a Gundam.
Because it sounds like a dinosaur.
I know. It kind of does. It kind of does.
No, not the other one. The Gundam one. Damn it, Google.
It was a...
Yes, I do have it somewhere.
What, the Asculapius?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I got it when it was originally released, like, ages ago, and then I had some kind of horrible...
Oh, I guess I could stop recording.
Airbrushing accident. And I wrecked it. I messed it up pretty bad. And I felt terrible, and that kind of got me out of it for a while. And then they re-released the kit like 20 years later.